School board races are becoming a big magnet for donations from top conservative politicians and groups, and that's having an impact on who's getting elected in school districts across the state, even the small ones. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Julie Marsh, USC professor and a faculty director at the nonpartisan research firm Policy Analysis at California Education. Professor, thanks very much for your time.
Sure. Nice to be here.
So why is it that school boards are becoming so political and so attractive for conservative donations?
I mean, I think school boards are really the epicenter of the broader culture wars that we're seeing, and they're really valuable for building political momentum nationally, right? I mean, I think this year alone, we saw lots of conservative groups seeing school boards as really an avenue to advance conservative values, right? It was couched as sort of winning back control for parents, for things like masking and what's being taught in schools. It's also a way to build a bench of potential candidates for future elections. I mean, it's been part of a strategy for on the far right, for example. I mean, I recall Steve Bannon saying on a podcast, you know, this is the path to save the nation. It's very simple. It's going to go through the school boards, he said. So I think that's part of it. I think that's also you can win some of these board elections for much less money than it would cost to influence a state or congressional seat. And in a place like California, it could be particularly valuable where the GOP really hasn't fared well in state level elections. So that's part of it. I think also about, you know, school choice is a part of this conversation as well.
I was wondering if this is where you plant the seeds for future conservative candidates that you would then nurture to go on to higher office.
Absolutely. It's seen as a sort of stepping stone, right? It's the bench. It's the potential candidates who, again, could maybe run for state legislature and eventually Congress. So absolutely it could be. And that's been a strategy not just on the right. I mean, both political parties have used that as an avenue in the past.
And do you think it's maybe because sometimes school board races don't get the same kind of headlines that other races do? And so if they are not dismissed, but sort of ignored, there's more that can be done behind the scenes in them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it's different for places like San Francisco and, you know, Los Angeles, you know, sort of larger districts. But the smaller ones, you're right, they don't get a lot of attention. And it's certainly a way to bring in some of these more conservative values into some of the conversations and communities. And in some places, those values really resonate with constituents, and in other places, they may not. And we're seeing that all over the state and all over the country.
So what is the long-term effect of this? Is it that, you know, as voters, as the electorate, we need to pay attention to all races?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have very low turnout in school board elections nationally, and we might ask voters to think differently about that in the future, right? Because these people might be building their careers to move into higher office. So absolutely, it would be, let's pay attention to who's running for your local boards, even if you're not a parent in that district, because these decisions that get made could actually have broader impacts over time in your state, and it can affect not just the families in those schools.
Professor, thanks so much for your expertise and your perspective. Julie Marsh is USC professor and faculty director at the nonpartisan research firm Policy Analysis of California Education.